این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. My explanation does not dwell on the transcendental, spiritual, or mystical aspects of Theghalayn. It is a domain, the cognition of which covers all circles of being from earth to heaven and beyond to his divine presence, including circles that lie beyond our comprehension.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, sisters and brothers from all over the world, you're listening to Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio, and this is your humble host, Zainab Mousavi. In this program, we will discuss and elaborate on Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi's viewpoints in regards to the station of the mother. In one of his speeches, he holds that no occupation is more honorable than motherhood. And again, in another speech, he says and emphasizes the great station of mother with this sentence: "You ladies enjoy the honor of motherhood and you exceed men in such honor." Imam Khomeini's views are just in accordance to Islam and Quran's teaching, and he descends motherhood so noble and so respectable that he believes that through such an honor women can exceed men. You know, motherhood is sacred because not only a mother brings her child to this world, but also provides the set and foundation for him or her to build in the future. And the love of the mother is so unconditional and undeserved that for a mother, it does not matter whether her child is a sick or healthy one, bad or good one, weak or strong one, and even young or old one. So let's have a short break and then I will explain it more.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Sallallahu alayhi.
Salli ala.
Okay, welcome back. We're talking about one of the speeches of the great founder of Iranian revolution, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. I was saying that Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh's view about the love and sacrifice of the mothers is so precise, and he sets a great difference and even considers women to be supreme over men due to their ability of being a mother. We all have heard about the famous quote from Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi that paradise lies beneath the feet of mothers. And this hadith, just like Imam Khomeini's precious words, signifies the greatness and honor of motherhood. Even in Quran, we have the 15th verse of Surah Al-Ahqaf about this issue, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that his mother has carried him in pain and bore him in pain, and his gestation and weaning takes 30 months. All these views represent the great position of a mother, so do not forget to respects your mothers if they are alive and in case they have passed away. I ask God's mercy and blessings to be with them. Thank you for listening to us. I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, every night and every day.